This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Thousands of protesters continued to take to the streets of Baghdad Friday, confronting security forces, including on two bridges leading from the iconic Tahrir Square to the heavily fortified Green Zone. One woman died after being struck in the head with a tear gas canister. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said more than 150 people were wounded when security forces opened fire with rubber bullets and tear gas. This month's protests in Iraq and similar demonstrations in Lebanon are fueled by local grievances and mainly directed at political elites, but they also pose a challenge to Iran, which closely backs both governments. Security forces have killed at least 250 people in anti-government protests in the past month. Hong Kong police defended their crowd control actions on Halloween during a news conference Friday and warned against illegal assemblies this weekend. Riot police fired tear gas to break up crowds down the hill in the central business district and were heckled by revelers complaining they were ruining the party spirit near the upmarket club district of Lang Kwai Fong on Thursday, the first time that district had been targeted. Kong Weng Chung is with the Hong Kong police.
We have spotted around 20 to 30 masked protesters in the vendetta mask, chanting slogans, and we cannot assure or we cannot confirm whether they are violent or not.
Hong Kong is bracing for another weekend of protests following months of unrest that have plunged the Chinese-ruled territory into chaos. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is